Hi, it's Mac. It's McCorgan here in Audio Boo. I was driving about this morning and I've done quite a bit of travelling already this morning, but quite a bit of mileage here, there and everywhere. I mean, obviously listening to Audio Boos, and you know, it just came to my head just pardon me, just after listening to a piece of audio from Gwen, who's at the Gwenlian. Forgive me, Gwen, if I've pronounced that wrong. And Gwen's really upset quite naturally because she fears that she may be losing her hearing. I think it's Meniere's disease, I believe, that your ears affect. Obviously, this, whatever the condition, affects your balance and your hearing and suffers or causes suffering of tinnitus. And having suffered tinnitus in a very mild form many, many years ago, and thanks to God that I've never had it again, and I know how bad that is, and that was in a mild form, but to have it in the way Gwen's got it, it's terrible. But with Gwen's audio, and obviously she's so upset, quite naturally, about what might be the future, and she's asked to pray for people to have, say a wee prayer for her that it doesn't go down that road, you know, and that medication will help. And of course, I certainly will be saying some prayers, Gwen. But it brought to mind a lot of things going on, because earlier this morning I listened to Nama at Calwaters 73 talking about the situation in their lives. The fact that, you know, that they live in Israel, both her and Jeff Shang, and that they're, because of the situation over there, they're desperate to get over to the UK to live here, and also the fact that she can't celebrate Christmas really over there because it's not a Christian country, for a start, and the trolls just make it obviously worse. But also, yesterday I listened to an audio from Jeff. He was explaining that he was pretty much sure he's lost his job, and as Nama said, it's very difficult for a blind or visually impaired person to get a job in the first place. So for Jeff to lose that job, and Nama's studying, and that, along with some other things that I've heard recently from people in Audio Boo, I mean, not so serious, I know. But Phil Sorrell at Daylight Gambler had his car wrecked, written off by, let's just say, an incident, if you want to call it that. And Rick, who is at Owen Ward, Richard Hubbock, had to spend nearly five grand on getting his car back together. And this was all before Christmas, you know, and he's got a young family. And it just seems to be so much going on. And I'm sure there was something else, but it's just evading my mind at the moment. And of course, people have other things going on in their life that's upsetting them, that they're not feeling well. I've got over the cold, so I'm fine. But others are going through hard times in various forms in their lives. And I just thought, it just seemed to be a really bad spell. You know, a lot of bad news in people's lives at the moment, and I thought that was quite unusual and strange for so many. I don't think I've ever had a time in Audio Boo that so many people have had things going wrong in their life. And if I haven't mentioned you and you are got troubles and you've said something, it may be that I just haven't got around to listening to your audio yet, but if I do, you certainly will hear back from me. But it's just you know, it gets me down to hear so many people, you know, having hard times. And of course, some people much more hard times than others. And of course, the one that I nearly forgot, and I'm sure she'll forgive me because she knows my memory, my mind. But Sarah, who is at Sarah, Solar Sarah. Sarah is not booing just now because she up a piece of audio, a short piece just recently, and she was obviously so very distraught with whatever happened in her life. So we have Sarah as well, who's in a desperate situation at the moment. I hope she's over it, and I hope she'll come back. I pray she'll come back, and I pray she gets over it. But it's just so much bad news. It's very unusual for this all to happen at one time. I suppose I should try and finish on a lighter note. We have Daylight Gambler back on audio again. Hopefully, Phil's done an audio just because we goaded him into doing one. Families are having experiencing excitement of Christmas, whether it's shopping or school concerts or things like that, and we have the wonderful man who is Paul O'Mahony at O'Mahony Blog, who is back on audio view, and that's just for me alone, that's just so great news. It's like a Christmas present to me to hear Paul O'Mahony back with his friends and to hear his voice again. So I guess the positives are not necessarily cancelling out the negatives at this point in time. But then again, if Paul O'Mahony hadn't been here and his condition of depression, severe depression, then that would have added to the negatives, and a whole worse plight in my mind for what was going on. So there are positives. There's positives everywhere in life. Sarah might come back, hopefully. I'm sure she will, actually. Gwen will hopefully get good news, not so bad news, and medication to help her situation. Jeff will manage to find a job somewhere, and both him and Nama will be able to come back to the UK and live in relative peace without all the troubles and issues going over there in Israel. And anyone else who has troubles, well, we'll all have them, and you look back sometimes and it was a bad experience and you get over it. But so I'm praying for everyone, really, that's not having a good time at the moment. Sometimes we go along in life and we moan about what's going on, choked with the cold, having the flu, migraines, something just not right in the family, or a mechanical disaster with the washing machine, TV or your car. And these things happen, but these are not real disasters. They're stumbling blocks just in the run of life. There's much bigger stumbling blocks and even blocks you can't even get over in life. And I always feel fortunate that as I'm living just now and have for a long while, that, you know, I've been spared anything serious in life. Yes, upsets in family and those kind of things, but nothing that I could consider anything like what some of those people I've mentioned are going through at the moment. So my thoughts and prayers are for everyone there, and I hope that after Christmas, after the new year, I could do something similar like this and talk about all the positive audio I've just listened to and how there was very little negative audio. And that would be great. That'd be a great start to the new year. Okay, that's my thoughts, just on things, on a beautiful, sunny, cold winter's day here in Scotland. Bye for now.